I'm Talking, episode 344 for November 17th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking example. For the last few weeks, the words that I've been using have not needed really any sort of definition because what we use the word for and how it's used in today's society is basically well known. An example is another, example of that. But when we think of the word example, what is it that we're thinking about and why is it a good word? And it's because it's something that we look for in the world. It's something that we want to find so that we can follow. It's something that we want to test so we can see if it's worth following. And in that, we want to test the source. And I think that's how the world views the word example. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So example means much the same to us as Christians as it does to the rest of the world. And we are looking for examples as well. But the reality is that we know the source of our true example comes from the Word of God. It is in the author of the Scriptures. It is in the name and the character and the actual person of Jesus Christ. So while we are looking for examples that we can follow, that can be tested, that can be trusted and a good source, we really have one prime example, and that's Jesus Christ. And so we hold everyone else up to that example. Obviously, we all fall short because Christ is the only perfect person who ever lived. But his example is laid out for us in the Scripture. And so while the rest of the world struggles to find a true source, to find a good example, as Christians, we have no excuse because that has been provided for us, that has been written about for us, that has been spoken of by the characters of the Bible through God's word, through his creation. We have the perfect example. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.